On this episode of Off Course Agility, it's NADAC news and commentary for March. How do you get your NADAC news? NADAC seems to have a number of channels that they send out information to us. One is through videos that are posted on Facebook and YouTube. The other is the NADAC website and also the NADAC forum. Now, I'm not generally on Facebook. It's just not one of the social media platforms that I'm really on, although I would like to get the podcast on there, so that may change in the future. But NADAC has Facebook, the forum, YouTube, and, of course, the NADAC website. I saw a post on the forum that someone was asking questions that seemed to reference something that I didn't know about. So I looked at the NADAC website. And under news on the NADAC website, I saw that they had posted two articles at the end of February. One was about the NADAC survey, and the other was about the survey of hoopers and barrelers. So I'm going to make some comments based on my reading of those articles. But if you want to know what NADAC says, I encourage you to go to the NADAC website. Under news, you'll find what I'm discussing here. So on the article where they discussed the NADAC survey, it had a number of topic areas. The first one was large dog times, and that part was relatively short, but they indicated that they will be probably changing times for the classes. Sounded like more at the large dog end, but they used the term in that section of evening the playing field between the small and larger dogs. So I think we can expect that something will change in regards to how course times are calculated in NADAC in the future. The second part of the article about the survey, they mentioned chances. And it was clear that they had a number of people in the survey that probably expressed the thought that chances is too hard. In that part of the survey discussion, NADAC clearly stated that they have not been doing anything to make chances any harder recently, and that it varied, the response of the survey varied a bit in different areas. Their discussion said that in certain areas, handlers are better at chances than in other areas. But essentially, the clear part of that discussion from NADAC was that they have not been doing anything to make chances harder, and that they're not going to really do anything to make it easier either. So NADAC chances sounded like will be staying the same. That was that part of the survey and discussion. The third area, which had a few different sections to it, was the VT rules. And in that, the first section of the VT rules, they had something that said, does VT, do VT runs hurt actual trials? And under that, they clearly said that they felt this was false. I'm not sure if I totally bought their discussion there, because from my point of view right now, and I guess it goes along with what they're saying, is in 2020, I didn't do any real trials. I did some VT runs. And my sister and Belle they did some VT runs and they got some Qs. I didn't get any Qs. But that was all I did. But it did not affect my decision or my sister's decision to go to trials. We weren't going to any. All our local trials, the ones we've attended to in the past, had been canceled in 2020. So it's hard to say that that hurt our local trials in any way, shape, or form. So I buy what they're saying there, but they had something about how they didn't see that it affected trial attendance. I'm not sure how you can say that in the year 2020, because so many people weren't trialing, so many trials were canceled. But anyway, I agree. I don't think that since the pandemic, that the VTs have hurt actual trials. The second section of the VT rules that they mentioned was, I guess on the survey, some people had expressed that VTs should not count toward getting your qualifications for champs. Now, in the pandemic year that we've just gone through, and the pandemic that we're still in, although things are changing and may be in sight, I understand that that's not really, you wouldn't want to change that. But that was a relatively lengthy discussion where under the section about VTs counting toward champs. And the discussion from the NADAC was that they see VTs as a valid test of a handler and dog successfully doing the course. And that whether that is done at a course at a trial or it's done on a course that was set up by perhaps the person running the course or a group, and then they were doing a VT videotaped run, that run is just as valid and demonstrates the skills that are seen at a trial. They made reference to, yes, it's not the same as a trial, but nowhere really in the NADAC rulebook is it exactly said that you have to, you know, run your dog with distractions of a trial. So that was kind of their point, that just because maybe there's not distractions of other kinds at a VT run, a videotaped run, that doesn't make the run less valid. So it was clear on that. That NADAC will not be changing that. I think VTs will always count toward your qualification for champs. The third part of the VT discussion was that will VT rules be changing, because they had, slackened, they had modified rules for the pandemic. This part of the discussion, NADAC said that they believe some of the rules that are current, you know, in the pandemic in regards to videotaped runs, may remain. One that they specifically mentioned was that slatted equipment. Likely, they will keep that going forward because it allows more people to do the videotaped runs with the slatted, you know, the modern style rounded slats that are very common. And some clubs and groups only have those. So it sounded like they would keep that. They did mention that in that discussion, it was clear that when we get to the end of the pandemic, the end is maybe in sight, that some of the rules may change. Maybe there will the limits in regards to how many you can submit a month and the how many days and miles from a trial, all that may be coming back. Might be modified from what it was, but they the inclination and indication I read there was that they will change them down the road when we are clearly back to more normal. Back to normal. They also indicated they probably would keep the double run of videotape trials. So, and I can see that if you take, it's certainly nice if you set a course to be able to run it twice, like you would at a real trial. So I can see that. Because if you are doing VTs by yourself, that's a lot of work to set the course and then to only have be able to run it once. I can see why it would be nice to keep that. It's a definite advantage. And there are people in this country that live far. I mean, I live on the East Coast. Trials are, when we're not in a pandemic, I can get to trials. Yeah, I still have to travel to get to them. But it's not like they're not available. It's possible to get there in a few hours. There are locations in this country where a person who wants to do NADAC may have to trial, you know, multiple hours. I don't know how to say that, but, you know, 8-9 hours to get to a trial. So you're traveling a whole day just to get to a trial. That's a long way. So I can see them keeping, you know, the double run for the VTs. And in that part of the discussion, they also mentioned that, you know, people can get exemptions if they do live very far away from places. So, you'd have to read that to get the take on exactly what was said there. The fourth section about the survey was course design. And this was a bit of a lengthy discussion from NADAC. And they kind of said, you know, I guess on the survey, some people had indicated NADAC courses are becoming similar to venue X, you know, fill in the blank. And NADAC, you know, the discussion in this part where they were talking about course design, they disagreed with that. And they said that that is not what's not, you know, that there's been no change really to the course design to make it more like any other venue. And that some of the complaints or survey comments might have been about, you know, handler challenges. And, you know, on a course, especially when you get up to the elite level, there's challenges. You know, the handler has to know how to handle the course for their dog. That was their point there. And sometimes maybe a person might think it's being similar to another venue, but they were indicating most of those complaints about courses were handler challenges. If the handler handled the course with their dog properly, you would stay in NADAC flow, let's say. And also they acknowledged occasionally there are bad courses. Not every course can be a winner. You know, some are going to be A courses. You know, people are going to really like them. And some are going to be, you know, an average course. So they made that. And then occasionally there's going to be a stinker in there that gets by. And they said, you know, when that happens, it's fine to draw NADAC's attention to some course that you felt really wasn't in, you know, the design of NADAC. So that was the discussion about course design. And then the survey discussion ended with gamblers. And there they said it seemed to be clear that some people love gamblers, other people hate it. I only ran gamblers, I'll say 2 or 3 times in 2019 with a dog that really isn't at the time was an intro dog, and I was running novice gamblers. And much to my surprise, I wouldn't say I hated gamblers. I've never really done strategy type games. I've never been that good with my first dog, Dino. I have higher hopes that Trace will do better in Chances, but Chances is not a strategy game. It's just distance. So Gamblers has a little bit of distance in it. And then you have the strategy where you have to, you know, do obstacles to accumulate up to the proper amount of points to get the cue, get the gamble, and also do it within a certain amount of time. But they did indicate on Gamblers that when they released, NADAC indicated that when, you know, they expected that they would be fine-tuning and changing Gamblers when after it was first released. So there, as with the first topic about the times, course times, especially for the large dogs, NADAC clearly indicated that things for Gamblers may change in the future. And on the large dog times, I believe they indicated, you know, nothing, it didn't seem like anything would change quickly. It would be later, maybe even in 2022, maybe late in 2021. Because when you change the course times, the agility software and everything needs to be updated. So the outside software people have to make changes. And Gamblers, they didn't really put a time frame on either, but they indicated that there might be some changes coming down the pike for Gamblers. And I don't know when or what they were talking about. You know, NADAC sometimes hold their cards a little bit close to the vest sometimes, but they do try to make things better. I give them that. So I'm just going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to just comment on the Hooper Barreler discussion, which was a separate article on the news section of the NADAC website. The second article that was on the NADAC news section of the NADAC website was a discussion about the survey. I think that was on the... I'm confused whether that was just a question within the NADAC survey or that was a separate survey. I don't recall. Anyway, there was a separate article discussion from NADAC about the merging of Hoopers and Barrelers. And they indicated the results of that question about should those classes merge, that 74% of the people said yes, merge the classes. 26% said to keep them separate. Obviously, that's a pretty good majority saying to merge them. And the discussion there, they did indicate that NADAC, with Hoopers and Barrelers and all the other classes, that there's 9 classes in NADAC. And that's a lot of classes to try to run at a trial. So they essentially announced in this discussion and article about the merging that as of January 1st of 2022, that the two classes will merge. So Hoopers and Barrelers will become a new class with a name to be named later. And that through this year, then, you know, they will remain. So if trials are having Hoopers or Barrelers, they're still there. So you have this year to be able to, you know, complete titles or whatever. They also, in this news item, discuss that by doing this, they'll have, you know, 4 classes with jumps and there'll be four classes without jumps, because obviously hoopers and barrelers are ground classes. So now this new guy will be a ground class, and I'm going to tax my brain. So that you got this new class, the merged hoopers, barrelers. You have weavers, and you've got tunnelers. And now I'm going to blank on the final ground class. I don't remember. Where's the fourth? We got gamblers? Now, gamblers, no good. We got, this is good board. I should have written them down before I started recording this. But anyway, weavers, tunnelers, this new class, and I'm sure it's going to hit me after I stop recording. But anyway, their discussion said there'd be four, which I just can't think of. I don't know. Well, Touch and Go has no jumps. I guess maybe Touch and Go? I don't know. Not 100% sure. That might be it. Because all the others then could have jumps in them. You got regular gamblers, chances, and jumpers, of course. So that's the four with jumps. So yeah, I'm going to say Touch and Go is the one I guess I couldn't remember. So you got those four that don't involve any jumps. Touch and Go, hard to say. It's actually ground with the context. But okay, it's a ground class. At least it's a class without jumps. Let's say that. So anyway, they said it'd be even then. They'd have the four classes that can have jumps, and they had the four classes without jumps. There was also a discussion there about how they will merge the points. So for intro, novice, and open, the points that you have in hoopers and barrelers will merge into the new class name, which in some ways kind of weird to me. And then they said at the elite level, however, things will be a bit different, where they will merge the points above the Natch level. So if you have, I think it's 130 points in hoopers and 130 in barrelers, so if you're above those amounts, then they would only merge the amounts above those levels. If you're below those levels, then those points would merge. So I'm just going to take an example here. Once again, Trace, my dog, he essentially is an intro dog. I haven't gone to a trial in a while. We have not gotten any hoopers or barreler cues. For us, hoopers is a bit challenging because we don't do hoops that much. Where we train, there's no hoops. It's not an obstacle we see. So we're not the greatest with hoops. My problem. But Belle, my sister's dog, Belle, she currently, I guess, is in a good spot, maybe, to consider this, because I don't know how many actual trials we will go to this year, but she currently just reached her superior in hoopers in open and her superior in barrelers in open. So she is at the point where her dog normally would go to elite. There's no real sense to stay anywhere else. But in the fact that they're saying points will merge, that's kind of weird. So at the open levels, my sister's dog has her superior in hoopers and barrelers. I can't see how you're going to really merge those points. So maybe I misunderstood that or they didn't make clear. To me, it would seem like if you have your titles in intro, novice, open, in hoopers or barrelers, most likely you just want that title amount. But if you haven't reached the superior level, I guess, you know, you merge them together. But, you know, if you have a dog like Belle was, where she kind of, she'd get a Hooper's cue if she was doing Hoopers. She'd get a Hooper, a Barreler's cue if she was happening to do Barreler's. And they kind of, she kind of stayed even with those in her progression through the class. So if you have the same situation and you're saying in novice, you might have five cues in Hoopers and five cues in Barreler's. So at that point, those points are going to merge in this new class. Five and five is 10. You'd now be at the superior of the new class when they merged your points if you didn't get any more points. So now someone who had that dog, say they have five cues in Hoopers at novice and five cues in Barrelers, perhaps they want to go to open now in Hoopers and Barrelers and start accumulating new points there before they got their superior. Because based on my understanding, and this maybe will be clarified later, but those novice points are going to merge, the five and five in each class. They're going to have their superior in the new, whatever the new class is called. So it's interesting. That wasn't really brought up exactly in the discussion, but you do have those questions. For my sister, going back to my sister's dog, Belle, she currently is ready to go to Elite. So if we do go to any trials and Hooper's being run, she's going to enter Elite Hoopers. If she gets some points, great. If Barreler's are being run, she'll enter Elite Barreler. She gets some points, great. The thought is that, you know, at the end of the year, in 2022, she'll have whatever the combined amount of points are in the new combined class, because she's not going to get, she might possibly get her basic elite titles in those classes. It's possible in 2021, but more likely she won't go much further than that, because and especially with this announcement, I don't know how many trials will be running Hoopers and Barrelers. May see them, may not. Anyway, that kind of wraps it up. So that one's, and there has been some discussion on the forum about that topic. People have asked about the elite level, because there it's a little different where they're going to keep the points separate. And that all has to do with the all-around Natch. Because Hoopers and Barrelers can be used for the all-around Natch, I believe it is. And Gamblers can be. So I guess going forward, to get an all-around, you would need so many points from Gamblers or so many points from this new merged class. That's my understanding. I'm not at the elite level. Belle is not at the elite. I mean, she is at the elite level for everything, but she's a challenge dog, whereas she's not at elite in chances, and she's still in novice chances. So if anything, she'd be working for like an achievement cup. And that is, that was actually mentioned in their discussion, I believe, about chances being too hard, that they had, you know, added these achievement cups for people in Belle's situation, where she's in elite in jumpers, she's in elite in regular, but she's only in novice chances. But if somehow she can ever get to the superior in novice chances, then she gets, you might have to go three beyond that, I think is how that ruling is. It's not the superior. You got to go three beyond just for the way Natches work. So she would get a silver achievement cup. And then if you move to open and you go through the opens in chances, then you get a gold achievement cup. I believe that's what it's called. Anyway, I think that wraps it up for that part of the discussion. So once again, if you go to the NADAC website, under news, there's a discussion about Hoopers and Barrelers merging, which it discusses some of the stuff I just talked about. And there's a separate article that discusses the other survey items. I'll take a quick break. I'll have a quick final, and that'll be a short one for this topical podcast. And I'm back to just wrap this episode up. As I had mentioned at the end of 2020 in my year-end review, that I would occasionally do a topical episode this year. I had noticed these articles on the NADAC website after seeing a post on the NADAC forum. I thought I would bring them to your attention and add a little of my own commentary. And I will be back. This will be 2 weeks from this one, probably. On March 17th, I believe, would be the next episode, and I'll have a guest. Haven't lined or that guest up or recorded with the person yet. So that would be later in March. If you're going to an actual trial, let's not go there yet. I'd like to remind you, too, if you have any comments, feedback, you'd like to volunteer to be a guest, you can send me an email at offcourse@optimum.net, offcourse@optimum.net, and you'll always find that in the podcast details for every show. And now I'll say, if you're going to an actual trial or you're doing some VTs at your local club or you have an inside space or even an outside space that the snow's melted off and the ground's good, you're doing some videotaped runs, I wish you happy trialing.